It's going, and all right, welcome to the inaugural episode of Charlie and Me. We don't have any shitty intro music because we can't afford the trademarks. If you're listening to this and you are not related to Charlie and I, or friends in some manner, I'm sorry. This is going to be a waste of 30 minutes, and it's going to be amazing for everybody else. Anyway, to start off, Charlie and I want to introduce ourselves, but not ourselves. I want to introduce Charlie, and Charlie's going to introduce me. So I'll let Charlie take the lead there.
All right, me. So first words that I come to mind when I think of Grant, I think he's a very persuasive person. You know, you have the kid who is the stereotypical dare kid. Look out for him. That's Grant. Also, he's very blunt. He's not afraid to mince words. He'll tell you what he's thinking. Nice. Of course, when he's talking to me, very blunt in a nice way because I'm perfect. And third, he's very loyal. He's just an all-around great guy. He's very true to himself and to his people, and he'll stick up for them no matter what.
Well, Charlie went the nice path at this one. I didn't go quite the nice path. I went the blunt path. So we came up with this segment to introduce each other, and I introduced Charlie as having short legs, a small heart, and big hands. So
right you are.
So yeah, we you know what they say about big hands? He's got big mittens. And luckily,
I'm more of a glove guy, really. But whatever.
Yeah, well, we're a mitten podcast, so that's too bad.
Bummer.
But yeah, welcome to Charlie and Me. It should be a interesting 30 minutes for each week. Time for Charlie and I to give a friendly update to all of our friends and family out there, and basically shoot the shit for 30 minutes and go back to life. So I'm sweating. So we have a couple segments set up for this for today's show. Basically, we have something we call the friendly update, and we're going to randomly call one of our friends and ask them a bunch of random questions and just act like dicks on the phone. Should be fun. Can't wait.
So we're gonna be normal. Just be our normal true selves.
Yeah. The hard part is getting someone to pick up for us. So we'll see how many people we can get to answer the phone or not answer the phone today. After that, we got a couple of things Charlie and I like to talk about, and we'll keep it rolling along. So on that note, we're gonna reach out to one of our friends, Austin. Look out here as we're calling Austin. Keep track of how many times Austin laughs at things that aren't funny. It will be amazing how many times he laughs at things that aren't funny. Kind of like Charlie, but it's great. Yeah. So hope you turn it down in your headphones a little bit, and you'll hear a lot of laughter. Let's look out for Austin here. Chuckles?
Am I calling him?
Of course.
Okay. I'm calling him right now.
So. This is bad radio.
Great radio.
There's going to be a delay.
Like going to an automated voice message.
Call him again. It's on Do Not Disturb.
9-2-3-0.
We won't get out his number. All right. Calling again.
You got to call back to back. I say get out Do Not Disturbs. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Austin.
What's up, Charlie?
Hey, do you have a quick minute for a little chit-chat?
Yeah.
Austin,
Grant's on the line too.
Austin, welcome to the inaugural episode of Charlie and Me, where Charlie and I interview our friends about bullshit. Are you excited?
I am. Yeah. You want to have my dad on the line too?
Oh, hell yeah!
Oh, Rich.
Folks, this is a special episode.
Oh, they're at the Wild game.
Oh, even better.
Period break. Oh, period break. So, perfect timing.
This is perfect timing. We won't take up too much time here. It's great. We had some great questions directed towards you, Rich, as well.
Hey, Mr. Nolan.
Yeah. Who am I asking it to? Can you guys hear me?
I could hear that one.
Austin, this is Horticulture in the European Environment. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Oh, yes. I'm doing great.
So we were wondering, we wanted to get your sentiments on how you felt about how the corn crops have been ruining Eastern Europe.
Well, you got Ukraine over there, and they're kind of fucking things up, so,
this is on air.
I would say Putin. That's my answer.
I do respect that choice. Moving forward,
personally, I would go with Brexit myself, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever, you know. That was our current events for the day.
Yep.
Austin.
Yep.
What kind of a war room does your dad have where he collects all the times from high school students throughout the central Minnesota area?
A war room?
Yeah.
Let's see. He knows the answer. He wants to know what kind of a war room you have to collect chimes from high school runners around the state. What? Yep.
Is that a trivia question?
No, it's just a question. He's thinking about it.
A man cave.
He says a man cave.
That was a solid response, but I know it's a lie. Basically, Austin, I have a feeling your dad has one of those basements that's just full of, like, old heat sheets marked up with times.
Yep, that sounds about accurate.
All right.
Dust closet in a bin, yep.
Perfect.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Props to you. Props to you, Rich. Austin, we don't want to keep you too much longer. Obviously, you're at the Wild game. That's an important place to be. But we have a spelling bee between you and Charlie here. Are you prepared for this?
I'm ready. Yeah.
Bring it.
All right, Charlie's gonna go first.
Okay.
I have so with this segment, basically, I have a National Geographic sitting in front of me, and I open up to a random page and just pick words out.
Okay. I'm ready.
Charlie, your word is immense, like an immense.
Immense.
Immense task.
E-M. Strike that. I-M-M-E-N-S-E.
Oh, we got it. Woo! That's one for Charlie. That's one for Charlie. All right, Austin, are you ready? Your word is, sorry, I have one page to look at here. It's tough.
Horticulture.
Horticulture?
Yeah.
Grant?
Yeah, go ahead. That'll work.
H-O-R-T-I-C-U-L-T-U-R-E.
Damn.
Charlie couldn't spell that one before the show. We were talking about that segment, and he couldn't spell it before the show. He put an E where the I was. So good for you. You're a better man than Charlie.
Vowels, here nor there.
Yeah. Okay, one more word each.
All right, one more word. Charlie, your word's astronaut.
I just want to be an astronaut. Fun fact for you. Okay. A. A-S-T-R-O-U-G. I got lost. I couldn't read my own handwriting.
You got to be kidding me.
We're going to go wrong.
Yeah. That's wrong. Austin, you want to give that one a shot?
Astronaut?
Yes.
I don't know if I know that one. A-S-T-R- O-N-U-T?
No, you missed it.
Oh, you missed the U.
Yeah.
Astronaut.
I had a U in there.
A-S-T-R-O-N-A-U-T.
A-U-T. I missed the A.
An extra G, an extra O in there.
Oh. Hey, Austin, what's the score of the Wild game? Breaking news.
3-1.
All right. Breaking news, 3-1 at the Wild game.
All right. Thanks, Austin. Appreciate it.
Hey, go Bears.
Dub Bears.
Dub Bears. Jay Cutler.
Hey.
He's a Dolphin now. He passed his physical.
It's Mitchell.
Mitchell. All right.
Talk to you later.
Bye. What a fun guy. He didn't laugh at anything I said.
I think I laughed more than
he
did.
Yeah, Charlie laughed more than – so that laugh counter was off.
Maybe I have a new laugh counter.
I think we got one more call on us here in the friendly update. What do you think?
I'm thinking a little
T. Smith.
Okay.
A little T. Smith action. Let's see what he's got in store.
What are the odds he picks up? He's very reclusive.
30-20. So we only have 50%. I'll introduce it here.
We should just go right to the spelling bee.
I got it.
I'm surprised Austin picked up. Usually people don't answer my phone calls.
Well, that's only gonna get worse.
Yeah, I know.
This is pretty good radio for people listening. He didn't pick up?
Nope.
It was Trevor. Leave a message.
What a jerk.
At the tone, please record
your message. Ask him to spell astronaut.
Recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Trevor, it's Grant and Charlie. We just have a quick question for you. I need you to spell the word astronaut. So you can just, like, text it to me, but don't use your spell check.
Yeah, no spell check. That's cheating.
No spell check. No, that's cheating. So, yeah, just hit me up with the word astronaut.
If it autocorrects to astro nuts, that's even cooler. All right.
Deuces.
All right. Well, for everyone that was listening, I apologize. That was a lot of time on the phone that probably – didn't mean anything. Anyway, we got another segment coming up here. Charlie and I are going to share our thoughts. We recently entered the working world, and we no longer have the luxury of working out 3 hours a day and, you know, pumping iron because we're just really big jacked guys. For those of you who aren't listening, we're both about 6 foot, 220.
6 foot? Whew. I grew.
Charlie, they don't know that.
Oh, yeah.
It's radio, not TV.
6'4", 480.
So yeah, those of you who don't know us, yeah, we're pretty big guys. So, yeah, hit us up. Anyway, basically, this episode's called Going Soft. So we used to have muscles, and now our muscles are going soft. And we will share ways that we are making our muscles go soft because we're too lazy. Charlie's got a good one for this. I think he'll start out.
You know, back in those glory days, could pound a beer no matter what. No matter what the situation, no problem. Now, you grind through that working day and all you want is a little adult beverage, but you get halfway through a beer and it's like, you know, I don't really want to finish you. So you just have to just push through and, you know, get through that one beer, but you hit that one beer and it's like, yeah, I'm definitely done after that. So that's my going soft.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much of a going soft that was. Really just seems like Charlie's growing up. And he can no longer drink Busch Light anymore, which is really sad. That's a depressing.
I thought it was water.
But yeah, my going soft is the amount of flavored water I drink now. I used to just think water was great. I drink water and Gatorade all the time, and now if I drink Gatorade, I get like a sugar rush. And if I drink I have to drink flavored water, and there's not sugar in it. You just gotta drink flavored water because I drink too much water otherwise. What a going soft move, but.
When water's just no longer good enough for you.
You got to go to LaCroix, you know. This is LaCroix sponsors this podcast. So I don't get free LaCroix or anything, but I'm probably drinking one. I got one sitting next to the beer I'm drinking, so we're set. All right. next on our list of topics here, this is a fun one. I think everyone's going to like this one. There's a lot of sports that people don't know anything about. Unfortunately, Charlie knows it about all of them. And that's pretty weird for us. So growing up, or I guess I kind of grew up with Charlie, but we were in school together. Essentially, I'd sit down and watch him and be like, man, what the fuck's going on here? And he'd be like, oh, well, this is cricket. They got to hit the ball. I've never seen a cricket match in my life. This is rugby. I probably should know how
to play rugby. Sevens or 15s.
Yeah, exactly. Card games. Some random-ass card games that no one knows how to play.
Gin rummy.
Well, it's still debated that one, but that's a different game. So this is Charlie's Sports 90. So basically, I get a timer ready, and Charlie's got 90 seconds to describe one sport to us. What's your sport today, Charlie?
We're going with the Olympic theme of curling.
You know the Olympics are over, right?
Olympic theme of curling. I mean, it's over, but, you know, I'm still finding out a lot of people don't know what's going on. So I just want to inform you so you can do your homework the next 4 years.
Don't take off yet. Don't take off.
I'm not. I'm just doing a little backstory.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Ready?
3, 2, 1, go!
Okay, curling is scored very simply. One team can score at a time. Those colored rings, the colors don't matter. They're just there. but the middle of those rings is called the button. The closest stone to the button is the scoring stone. And so there's two colors, red and yellow. Those are the team representations. So let's say two red stones are closer to the button than one yellow stone. So therefore, the red team gets 2 points. And so, and if there's like five red stones and closer to the button than the yellow stone, then it's 5 points. And so it's all about getting closer to the button. And then the teams are designated by the two skips. Those are their team captains. They throw the last stones because they're the most important, most crucial stones. And that team is the skip's last name is the team name. And so the sweepers control the friction on the ice, and the more the direction which they sweep and the power in which they sweep allows the stone to curl or straighten out more and allows them to get more accurate shots. And the strategy is very interesting. You have to play defense and offense at the same time. You throw some guards out there out front to protect the button and to try to think ahead of what your opponent's going to do and block their moves. And multiple different kind of shots. You got the curls, and you got the takeouts, and then you have the guards. And so it's all about – it's like a big chess game, and it's all about precision, accuracy.
Nah, stop. Something about accuracy or precision.
Precision and accuracy. I started going at the end there. I got flustered.
It's not important, yeah. That was if you didn't learn anything about curling, welcome.
Just go to the button.
I didn't hear anything about it. Yeah. So I wear buttons on my pants. Charlie wears sweatpants. The last thing we're gonna do on this podcast here, we're gonna share a little Charlie and Grant story time. Charlie and I, those of you who don't know us, we lived together in college for 4 years. That explains a lot. But other than that, we traded baseball cards when we were younger too, and. We're gonna start this entire show off right, and we're gonna open up with a story that's near and dear to both of our hearts. Grant's first night drinking in college.
Oh, that was a doozy.
So now we're gonna. I think Charlie's gonna have to share most of the story, mostly because obvious reasons. So Charlie's up, and I hope you guys enjoy story time.
Okay, so it's our first true weekend at college. We had a very grueling cross country race. It was probably heat index 115 degrees or so. So, you know, that dehydrates you pretty well. And being smaller people, it doesn't take us much in the first place.
I already said we were pretty big guys. Tell people that don't know us are pretty big guys. So big guys dehydrate quick.
Hydrate quick and dehydrate quick. And, yeah. So going out. It's like, oh, first weekend of school, you know, we'll see what's up, we'll see how the party scene is. And this is where Grant and his influential and persuasive personality got me to come along. And so we do the stereotypical freshman thing. We're walking around the streets and we hear, oh, where's the party at? Where's the party at? You know, finally find ourselves to a house. Enjoy about an hour there, and then all of a sudden I look around and Grant's getting in a little tussle with a hockey player.
I'm a pretty big guy, right? You know, I'm 6 foot 220, and this guy was probably 7 foot 320. You know, this guy's throwing me around. This guy filled the goal. I mean,
this guy made you look like a small cross country runner.
Yeah, exactly. He made me look like a wimp. But anyway, obviously I'm not.
So Grant's getting a little tussle with this college hockey player. And, you know, I'm like, okay, probably a good sign. It might be time to leave. So I try to get Grant, but Grant really is enjoying this party. He doesn't want to leave this party. It's this party's hopping. He's having the time of his life, so he thinks.
I think there was girls there.
Oh, Grant has his eyes set on some targets. Not they were giving, like, any attention to him, but, you got to try.
Yeah.
But anyway, so this guy is finally kicking Grant out, and Grant's putting up a good fight, and this guy starts to land a couple right hooks on the chin, and by that time, me and another person are just grabbing Grant and literally dragging him outside the house. We get him outside the house, and we collect ourselves, and we start walking back. It's about a mile walk back to school. It's probably like 1 a.m. at this point, so kids, nothing good happens after midnight.
Bullshit.
So yeah, we start walking back, and all of a sudden we see me and this other kid see four cop cars driving. And so we just throw Grant in the bushes. Or we gently place Grant in the bushes, and we keep walking.
Yeah, they threw me.
Trying not to draw any attention to ourselves, and they just go speeding by, fume. And so we jog back, pick Grant up, and we continue on our way because, you know, me and this other kid are literally dragging Grant back to school at this point. And we get one block away from campus, and then we see three more cop cars coming, so we do the same thing, drop Grant off, at this time against the back of a tree, and we keep walking. And by the time the cops pass, we go back to collect Grant. Someone else had found him. And Grant goes, "Do you know John Thomas?"
No, Watson.
And John Watson? And the guy did. And so Grant was trying to have a conversation, emphasis on trying.
I was just making friends.
He was just, you know, the new kid on the blog, making friends
with
everyone.
I'm very Gregorius.
Yes.
Spell that one, Charlie. Not yet.
Gregorius.
Didi.
And so we collect him, finally get back Grant. It's like, oh, we got him. Get back outside our dorm. But then we realize Grant and I live on the fourth floor. There's no elevator, and there's just no way we can sneak him past the front desk person. So being new freshman, I had the one number on the cross-country team of a person who lived off campus. So I called him. I was like, hey, we need a place to stay. We can't make it back to our dorm. This person very graciously let us in. So we're about two blocks away from their house. So we start walking. And as soon as we're about to cross the street, we're probably like 50 feet away from the house. Public safety rolls up. And notices we're not in the best shape. And stops and wants to ask Grant particularly some questions. And so he goes and pulls Grant aside and goes, "Son, what's your name?" "You got that one right," said Grant.
Nice.
Good on you, mate. And then he asks, "Where are you from?" Because the school's policy is if you're from the area, they'll just take you in and have your parents come get you. Luckily for Grant, you know, we weren't from the area. But he answered with November. In more of a November kind of tone.
I don't like that tone, Charlie.
And I don't know where he was coming from on this. Because, Grant, your birthday's not even in November. I don't know what November has to do
with your life. It's like scarf weather. I like it, so.
It's, yeah. I mean, truth to that. But, yeah. And so the cop just goes, yeah. And then I just interject. Like, hey, we're going to this house here. We're going off campus. Can we just take him off campus and we'll get out of your hair? And he goes, I got to call us in. So he called on his radio. We got a blue 42 spider white banana. And
nice, Aaron.
And then I was like, oh, come on. We're going to this house right there. I pointed to the house we're going to. And he goes, I could see him really like hemming and hawing on what to do. And I was like, come on. Please, we're just going to get off campus, so like it's not your responsibility. And then without saying anything to me, he goes, never mind, we're all clear. And I was like, oh, thank God. We're able to drag him back to the house, and that was pretty much the night for Grant. Talked to meeting a few people for the first time, but maybe that'll be a story for
that
for
might be time. That might be another good story some other time. But
yeah.
Anyway, guys, that's how I introduced my first sips of alcohol into my life. I never drank before I was 21 or 19, I guess, is when I moved to college. 19. Never drank before then.
I thought I was going to drop out of college because I was definitely did not think I could hack it at that life, doing that every weekend. But thankfully, things changed.
Yeah, thankfully it was only every other weekend. And the last thing we got for you guys here is Charlie and I are opinionated people. We like sports. We like current events. So we're really just going to close it up with some sports views here. I know baseball's back. It is back. It's big. Spring training is going. The Cubs are living the dream. They beat the White Sox today.
Yeah. That was sad.
And we got some other hot topics going on. So really, I'll give it to you, Chuck. What's your big sports take right now? What's your big?
It's college basketball season. The season just started. I mean, regular season's ending, which means conference championships are coming up, followed by March Madness. So this is where I start to tune into the college basketball.
All right, who's your sleeper in the tournament?
I think Arizona.
That's bullshit.
You know, losing their coach.
Yeah.
All these this FBI thing is just it's gonna be a small distraction. Yeah. You know, put them on the radar and then boom. Idea.
Yeah, I like that.
FBI on your team, how can you lose?
I don't know. You got the government. Shoot.
That or Iowa, because the FBI came out and said Iowa has no one good enough to warrant cheating, pretty much.
Yeah.
And so the FBI is not worried about Iowa, so maybe they'll be the only team eligible.
Yeah.
And therefore they have to win.
What you would think. You at least want people to think you're so good you're cheating, right?
Yeah.
You at least want people to think that I'm so good, like I got to be doing something dirty. But no, Iowa's so bad that there's no way in hell they could have done anything. Man, how depressing. My big sports view right now is NBA buzzer beaters. It seems as recently, I'm scrolling through the gram and you see buzzer beaters pop up every 5 seconds. And then you realize they're showing you buzzer beaters from like the end of the first period in a Lakers-Knicks game that's freaking 35-60. Like, what? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares that someone made a shot with 3 seconds to go from half court? Like, you see all these stupid shots. Oh, God. My father would say, get rid of the three-point line. He doesn't. That's how much my dad doesn't like the game. It's great. He sees these guys throwing up balls from the middle of nowhere and just freaks out. But anyway, the NBA buzzer beaters. It only matters if it's a game, it's going to matter. I'm a big fan of the NCAA buzzer beaters. Those are the ones that make the big news all over ESPN and all that stuff. Scott Van Pelt. Oh, can't wait. March is a great month. It's going to be fantastic. This is one of the last days of February. So
it is the last day. Tomorrow's the last day of February.
Yeah. And well, on that, we're gonna let you guys unplug us, and we hope we didn't piss you off too bad or annoy you with all of our dumb comments. So on that, deuces.